Hello, friends, and welcome. I'd like to tell you a Bible story, and I would like for you to listen carefully as you hear this story. Try to imagine that you can see the story happening in front of you, or even possibly that you might be right there as the story is unfolding. This is our story. As Jesus and his disciples entered Jericho and were passing through town, there was a man there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector, and he was very wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because of the crowd, he could not because he was short. So he ran ahead, and he climbed up into a sycamore fig tree because Jesus was going to be passing by that way. When Jesus came to the spot where he was, he looked up into the tree and said, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must go to your house today." And Zacchaeus came down and welcomed Jesus gladly. But the people began to murmur and complain. They said, "He's going to be the guest of a sinner." Zacchaeus said, "Look, Lord, here and now, I will give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I've cheated anyone out of anything, I will pay them back four times as much." Then Jesus said, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save those who are lost." And that's the end of our story. Now, if this were a normal storytelling session as we do them, we would have you turn and tell what you can remember of this story to someone sitting next to you, and then they would do the same in telling what they could remember back to you. It's a process of trying to recall the details of the story. And then we would tell the story one more time with intentional mistakes so that you would have a chance to correct the errors. It's a lot of fun, and it just helps us to know for sure that we know the story. Then we would ask simple but open-ended questions, which encourages everyone to be able to answer. Questions like, "What do you like about this story? What do you not like about this story? If you were in this story, who would you want to be, or who would you not want to be, and why? What's a truth or a lesson in this story that you might want to share with someone else? And finally, what is this story saying to you? What will you take home from this story?" With questions like that, people find that they can begin to really participate in the discussion. The observations they make are made as they think about being in the story, watching the characters as they interact. And when they find that their answers are acceptable, they get encouraged to give even more answers. And then we often see that people will build their answers based upon a thought that they have and what someone else has shared. So the group really digs into the story together and finds fascinating discoveries. In the course of doing this, we've heard so many times pastors make comments such as, "I've never heard so much interaction from my people. I've never heard this person ever share anything publicly." It's the fun of group, collaborative, interactive discovery that helps to make these stories come alive again. People realize that these are not just ancient stories, but they really are fresh for today. And that makes all the difference. This has been the story of Zacchaeus by Ray New, the Story Doctor, on behalf of Spoken Worldwide. You can learn more about our worldwide storytelling ministry at spoken.org. That's SPOKEN.org. Thank you for listening.